This is A Course in Miracles. It is your path of enlightenment. It is your journey without distance in the space of an instant of reality. This Course in Miracles presents the inevitable possibility of the eternal singular reality of life, of which each of us will forever be a complete and whole part. This is A Course in Miracles. A course in mind training that intends with a full faculty of bright realization to teach you who you really are. I'm called an advanced teacher by the simple idea that I have practiced sufficiently within my own mind a determination that there had to be an alternative to this idea of death, the idea of pain and loneliness that contained this apparent body identity that available to me on a moment-by-moment basis was a solution that showed me a complete reality based on my connection to universal mind. This under the complete auspices of my Savior Jesus Christ, who said very simply, you must undergo an experience to come to know who I am and what I'm offering you, and I will help you with that experience if you will make a fundamental admission of your responsibility for what's occurring out in the world. Those of us who now are gathering together under the auspices of this Course in Miracles have begun to have more and more illuminating experiences which are accumulating in our connection with each other based on our certainty of the complete alternative. So this is a joyous occasion if we wanted to look at it that way. What's occurring in the offering of this teaching is in a literal sense a communication of mind on the realization that we share a singular mind. And no matter what pretense we operated on in a historic reference of our own memories within our own body identity, somewhere we were very certain that we were employing the same singular power of universe in order to express our aggregation contained within space-time. That's really what I'm offering you right now. Shall we try it? This is a practice for a moment of A Course in Miracles. This will be a practice of lesson 123, just for a moment, where we say, thank you, God. And when I look at you just for a moment, I say, thank you. Thank you for making available to me the truth of what I am and the miracle of the power of my mind, not based on my need to identify myself within this body form. This is an occurrence, an ongoing occurrence that reminds us that all of the memories that we hold about ourselves in our so-called, what do you call it, DNA, the fundamental idea that we are molecular associations of form that identify life are very acceptable to my mind, as long as you understand that the mind that we employ to identify ourselves is a single source of reality in all the universe. Let's take just a minute and look at the thankfulness that we expressed on lesson 123, which we have just concluded. Watch with me. Today, let us be thankful. We have come to gentler pathways and to smoother roads. There is no thought of turning back and no implacable resistance to the truth. A bit of wavering remains, some small objections and a little hesitancy. but you can well be grateful for your gains, which are far greater than you realize. Today, let's take a day devoted to gratitude that will add the benefit of some insight into the real extent of all the gains which you have made and the gifts that you have received. Be glad today in loving thankfulness that your Father has not left you to yourself, nor let you wander in the dark alone. Be grateful He has saved you from the self you thought you made to take the place of Him and His creation. Give thanks to Him today. Give thanks that He has not abandoned you and that His love forever will remain shining on you forever without change. Give thanks as well that you are changeless, for the Son He loves is changeless as Himself. Be grateful you are saved. Be glad you have a function in salvation to fulfill. Be thankful that your value far transcends your meager gifts and petty judgments of the one whom God established as His Son. Today, in gratitude, we lift our hearts above despair and raise our thankful eyes, no longer looking downward to the dust. We sing the song of thankfulness today in honor of the self that God has willed to be our true identity in Him. Today we smile on everyone we see and walk with lightened footsteps as we go to do what is appointed us to do. So we're expressing our thankfulness, aren't we? Did you feel the joy in the moment that you could share with me in the certainty that in a very fundamental sense, we didn't have to be responsible for our happiness? That it was possible for us in the communications shared within our minds that as a teacher of this course, about what you might define as an advanced teacher, I am offering you an illumination that occurred in me that allows me to look at myself in a perspective that might be perhaps momentarily different from yours. We mentioned on one of the other videos the idea that when I came with you, I am representing myself as some sort of human condition within the confines of what appears to be my body. And remember I told you about the email that I got in regard to my shirt. Well, most of you will notice that I'm wearing a different shirt than I was wearing on the last salvation video that I offered you. And when I looked at the relationship of my shirt to myself, it occurred to me that we have a tendency to identify ourselves by our carcass association. We have a tendency to look at ourselves as we seem to represent ourselves in our body form. And what I'm offering you in a very genuine sense has absolutely nothing to do with what I may appear to be occupying within my own body, or what you identify within the separate vision of our objective identity concerning what you think I am. The joyous news that you're beginning to share with me is my certainty and your evolved certainty through the simple admission of it that you are eternally young. Every thought that you're having in a process with me at this moment is really giving you an immediacy of association, if you'll allow it to, that's not going to be based on this old carcass. Can you see? Or this old shirt. What I did with this shirt, I might as well confess this. Somebody said, "We love you, but you wear the same shirt." And I said, "I wear the same shirt because this is the only time that there is. The shirt that I'm wearing is my salvation shirt." And your response was, "Well, that's not true. I've been watching your videos and I'm enjoying them very much, but I noticed that sometimes you have worn a different shirt." So I went out and looked at it. Well, I did. I went out to a men's store here yesterday and I looked at the shirts that were on the rack. And one of the shirts was on the rack is precisely and exactly the same shirt that I have hanging in my closet that is, should I tell you, over a half a century old. Now, you can say to me, well, why don't you buy a new shirt? And I said, well, why should I buy a new shirt? All right. I know that I have a shirt hanging in my closet, and I went home, and it's this shirt. You say, well, that shirt can't be over a half a century. Oh, why not? How do you identify associations of form in regard to the garb that you apply in your conceptual association with yourself in order to justify your body? Yes. The shirt is a half a century old. The need for obsolescence within your objective form of consciousness association is evident not only in the particulars of your need to separate your body identities, but in the manner by which you pursue happier and brighter identity of yourself cosmetically based on your certainty of death. Without getting into the particular of that, I'm looking right at you for a moment, and I know you're in a body identification. This offering of a miracle is to show you that available to you at this time and in this place, in this shirt that I just put on a moment ago, and it's as fresh and new to me as I will let it be. It's going to represent to me perhaps a memory that I had that is over 50 years old. No, I just had a memory that I want to share with you of an occurrence in my mind that's over 50 years old. I had it now. It gave me joy. It can continue to give me joy as long as I don't attempt to manifest it in a form of time identity that would indicate that I am a body, because I'm not a body. I'm teaching you through the certainty of this mind training, all right, that we communicate with our minds, not our bodies. And at this moment, if we choose to, we can identify ourselves in our entirety based on the entirety of our historic reference, both within our sojourn individually into time and our inevitable certainty that we came from a common source and are about to return. This is the teaching of my Savior Jesus Christ, who said, we came from heaven together and we're going home. And it's time for you to recognize within your own mind now that no matter what body I appear to occupy, I am a continuing reassociation of my own mind that, if you will let me, will show you that I have no concern about the age or and even condition of your body, because I'm very certain that you're whole and perfect as you were created. So let's take up this lesson now, lesson 124 of the Course, that says, let me remember that I am a whole part of God. Let me remember that I share this certainty of eternal life with the eternal mind that extends forever and includes me, and that the repair of that instant of apparent separation is continuing on a basis now where I no longer want to deny it and remain in this body. Let's watch together. So let's give some thanks with the certainty of who we are. Today we will again give thanks for our identity in God. Our home is safe, protection guaranteed in all we do, and power and strength available to us in all our undertakings. We can fail in nothing. Everything we touch takes on a shining light that blesses and that heals. At one with God and with the universe, we go our way rejoicing with the thought that God Himself goes everywhere with us. How holy are our minds! And everything we see reflects the holiness within the mind at one with God and with itself. How easily do errors disappear and death give place to everlasting life. Our shining footprints point the way to truth, for God is our companion as we walk the world a little while. And those who come to follow us will recognize the way because the light we carry stays behind, yet still remains with us as we walk on. What we receive is our eternal gift to those who follow after, and to those who went before or stayed with us a while. And God, who loves us with the equal love in which we were created, smiles on us and offers us the happiness that we gave. Today we will not doubt His love for us, nor question His protection and His care. No meaningless anxieties can come between our faith and our awareness of His presence. We are one with Him today in recognition and remembrance. We feel Him in our hearts. Our minds contain His thoughts. Our eyes behold His loveliness in all we look upon. Today, we see only the loving and the lovable. We see it in appearances of pain and of despair today, and it gives way to peace. We see it in the frantic, in the sad, in the distressed, the lonely, and the afraid, who are restored to the tranquility and peace of mind in which they were created. And we see it, are you listening, in the dying and the dead as well, restoring them to life. All this we see because we saw it first within ourselves. What a beautiful idea that at this moment, in this place and time, we can share the certainty of who we are. We're going to take just a minute, if you'll let me, because I think that you are somewhere within the training of your mind where you are beginning to experience an alteration, not so much in the projections of your own mind, but the manner in which you are recognizing your association with your true self in regard to what appears to be the chaos of this world. We're going to take that time now if we can, because this lesson teaches us that with us at this moment in time is the entire mind of God, the entire universal creative power of reality that is available to us. But the original necessity is that we take our denial of the entirety of ourself, in which we have applied a determination to see ourselves within a form of body, what we call the illusion of life, that represents our momentary sojourn into separation, and allow it to be converted in our conceptual self by a realization of a wholeness of eternal love that surrounds us. So let's remember just for a moment together how we came here. I'm a memory within your own mind reminding you of your own certainty. I'm reminding you that this is what you have been searching for, not through your evolved capacity to identify me wearing this shirt in this place and time, but in the realization that the forms of our objective consciousness association are whole inevitably and not in regard to how we sanction them in our determination to identify ourselves as a body. What a particular idea that the transformation of your mind is occurring on a more and more rapid basis. Look at it with me. The idea that you would take this mind training, obviously from a mind that is not occupied with time, but rather is certain of the entirety of a momentary association of time with eternal life, and make it available to us in what soon will be a joint effort in the determination of the emergence of a new species. If you'll let that occur within your own mind, I promise you that the joy and happiness you will experience in this transformation, in this transition from the idea of self-containment to the certainty that you may use the power of universal mind to come to know who you are is present with us now. And that's the offering that I'm giving you in my certainty that we share that single mind. We're going to have to leave you here now just for a moment. That was a very fast 30 minutes, wasn't it? In this teaching of A Course in Miracles, it says, I can remember that I am whole and perfect as I was created. So we'll take a little break. It's important that you remember with me that no time is really passing. Whatever situation you find yourself right now, in what appears to be the form of your body, or what appears to be how you identify me as separate from you, the power of our minds to unite in a moment of joy and peace is being expressed at this moment. And we're going to join together in that certainty. This is A Course in Miracles. This is a course that is showing you that you can carry with you a momentary link that you found in these lessons, and that it will never leave you, and that as you change your mind out in this world, the world will change because of the certainty that you are the cause of this world. And the happiness that is progressing in our shared minds is nothing but our evolved certainty that in fact we're not bodies. And when we come back, we're going to talk for just a minute about the possibility of you actually converting your body form identity, utilizing the power of love and forgiveness that is a whole part of what we are. What a joy it is to see the correspondence that's going on now in the recognition that through the practice of this Course in Miracles, we may not at any moment believe that anything is actually occurring, because our belief that it is occurring is not the manner in which it happens. It's instantaneous each moment in time. God will be an entire faculty of your conceptual mind, whether you wish to accept it or not. Listen to me, you didn't make yourself. How you formulate that in your genetic identity doesn't concern me at all. It does concern me that you would think of this as life, that you would think that somehow you could get old and sick and die and represent yourself in your own annihilation, in determination not to recognize that you are whole. So we'll be back with the second part of this lesson 124 in this Course in Miracles in just a moment. Stay with us. This is A Course in Miracles. It is your path of enlightenment. It is your journey without distance in the space of an instant of reality. This Course in Miracles presents the inevitable possibility of the eternal singular reality of life, of which each of us will forever be a complete and whole part. We're glad you're back with us once again on the particulars of our determination to share together this Course in Miracles and to express our determination to train our minds in a continuing fashion to the realization that we are whole and perfect as we were created. Somehow you've allowed me to talk to you about it and allowed you and us and I to admit within the entirety of our arrangement that we actually didn't know who we were, where we're going, and what's going to possibly come of all our efforts to remain within this existence. The realization of the futility of life as we have expressed it has enhanced our determination that there must be something else outside of this little frame that we identify as this body. I'm offering you my discovery in that moment of devastation, the moment of the loss of the entirety of my identity, which you think of as death, and of which I am certain is eternal life. And these are the lessons that the Course is going to deal with. A little later on, we're going to be looking at lesson 132 that says you're going to loose the world, and you're going to come to a place in space and time where you suddenly realize that all space and time is going on all the time. What we want to do with you now, if you'll stay with us, is establish a momentary association in which the aggregation of the truth of you can shorten the interlude that you intended to occupy in your determination to believe that you're a body. This is in a memory of an acceleration of the process that is occurring within your conceptual self to find the solution to your apparent separation. So the lesson is that we remember that we are one with God. Let's continue with this idea now of what a miracle really is. Watch. So about miracles, listen. No miracle can ever be denied to those who know that they are one with God. No thought of theirs but has the power to heal all forms of suffering in anyone in times gone by and times yet to come. Can you hear this? As easily as in the ones who walk beside them now. Why? Their thoughts are timeless and apart from distance as apart from time. We join in this awareness as we say that we are one with God. For in these words, we say as well that we are saved and healed, that we can save and heal accordingly. We have accepted and we now would give, for we would keep the gifts our Father gave. Today we would experience ourselves at one with Him so that the world may share our recognition of reality. In our experience, the world is freed. As we deny our separation from our Father, it, the world, is healed along with us. Peace be to you today. Secure your peace by practicing awareness you are one with your Creator as He is one with you. Sometime today, whenever it seems best, devote a half an hour to the thought that you are one with God. This is our first attempt at an extended period for which we give no rules nor special words to guide your meditation. We will trust God's voice to speak as He sees fit today, certain He will not fail. Abide with Him this half an hour, and He will do the rest. Your benefit will not be less if you believe that nothing happens. Listen. You may not be ready to accept the gain today, yet sometime, somewhere, it will come to you, nor will you fail to recognize it when it dawns with certainty upon your mind. Listen, this half an hour will be framed in gold, with every minute like a diamond set around the mirror that this exercise will offer you, and you will see Christ's face upon it in reflections of your own. I wanted to come back with you just for a moment to show you the importance of the lesson that we're performing today. This is an offering, okay, then on approximately the 124th day of your determination to accept the fundamental teaching that you are whole and perfect as you were created, that you actually have decided to spend a 30-minute period in the idea that through the transformation of your mind, you can begin to experience a link with eternal life. That is what you are. If you'd like to share this with me, just for a moment, despite the rhetoric that appears to be happening in our needs to identify ourselves separately, I assure you that the half hour that we are experiencing together at this moment can be used as a reflection within your own mind that will set the contingencies of space-time of this occurrence within what appears to be your body form in an association that will literally transform you out of this space and time if you will let it do so. Would you like to look at that with me for just a moment? This is part of the 30 minutes in which the practice was to begin to feel the joy of the realization of who you really are. Not found in your need to value what the world has told you that you are in regard to what you presented to the world as what you thought you were, but in the certainty that if you will for a moment not continue to objectify the form of your conceptual association within the meditative technique that we employ, you can find a place within your own mind and heart, if you let it be so, where the joy of your non-necessity to defend that obligation that you have assumed with the world to keep yourself separate from the reality of the singleness of universal mind and attempt in the chaotic objective identity of this time frame to maintain an identity. What a dramatic episode that was, just for a moment. Okay. We are beginning to share together holy instances. Some of you who will be watching this video will be very conscious that at that moment, within your own reference, a change began to occur in your mind. You're accepting a very fundamental admission that your conceptual mind is a frame in which is contained a reflection of your conceptual thoughts, okay? And they involve the certainty of who you have identified yourself as who you think you are within that body form. This is the practice of a continuing alternative, both in space and in time, that is showing you the illusionary quality of what you're seeing. What we're expressing through this mind training are occurrences within the frame of your own occupation of body identity that are presenting to you, often in dramatic fashions, the realization that in fact miracles are going on all around you all the time, and that they will continue to perform acts within your own association of yourself, very simply because it was your own objective association of yourself that was preventing you from realizing the truth and wholeness of the love of God that we share. This lesson, this 30-minute lesson, what is this, the 124th day, can begin to give you some very bright realizations in the discovery of how the practice of this course really works. Look at me. All right? Let's take just a moment and attempt, as this teaching directs us, to look through each other. Would you like to try that with me just for a moment? I'm very certain that the application of our physical vision, associations with ourselves in apparent objective associations, actually do not show us who we really are. This is one of the fundamental teachings of my Savior Jesus. He says that your conceptual eyes, the ones that you use to process data within this little brain that you call the mind, are actually showing you nothing but momentary organizations within light forms that retain that very limited identity of you. The miracle that just occurred in the happening of that momentary realization of who you are is showing you on an expanding basis the certainty that if you wish, need, and express an insatiable desire for an alternative to the process by which you previously identified yourself, there is no power on heaven and earth that can deny you that realization. And once it begins to occur to you, it will become insatiable. Because having found the alternative within your own mind, not as directed to you by this objective world, the practice will be enhanced and continued as you begin to realize within a certainty of this new continuum of time that you in fact never did belong in the slow time procedure that guaranteed you your own demise and annihilation. For whatever reasons you decided to practice this Course in Miracles, the sole reason for the continuation within your own mind would be that you began to have experiences of joy and happiness and love in regard to who you were and who around you were the images that previously caused you pain and death that have now been re-identified within your own mind as the entirety of an inclusive solution to your momentary problem that you would somehow have to be here and die. So it is an illumination procedure, isn't it? And it has worked. And it has worked through this meditation that I should remember that I am one with God. Let's complete the lesson together. Listen. Perhaps today, perhaps tomorrow, you will see your own transfiguration in the glass that this holy half an hour will hold out to you to look upon yourself. When you are ready, you will find it there within your mind and waiting to be found. You will remember that the thought to which you gave this half an hour, thankfully aware no time was ever better spent. Perhaps today, perhaps tomorrow, you will look into this glass and understand the sinless light you see belongs to you. The loveliness you look on is your own. Count this half hour as your gift to God in certainty that His return will be a sense of love you cannot understand, a joy too deep for you to comprehend, a sight too holy for the body's eyes to see. And yet you can be sure someday, perhaps today, perhaps tomorrow, you will understand and comprehend and see. Add further jewels to the golden frame that holds the mirror offered you today by hourly repeating to yourself, "Let me remember I am one with God, at one with all my brothers and myself in everlasting holiness and peace." In everlasting holiness and peace. How astonishing that you have begun to make application of the power of your mind to see differently within the illusion of the light forms, dark forms and light forms in the vibrations of what appear to be the energies of space-time. A new vision of yourself, and why not? What is it that you would like to see about yourself that is being denied to you by this world? the necessity for the practice of this meditation required that you not be concerned about what the world is insisting through your occupation of body, what you are, because it's simply not true. Your problem has not been so much that it is not true, because certainly within your self-concepts you always maintain that the world never understood you anyway. The problem that you have had in a very fundamental sense of your conceptual identity is that you couldn't understand yourself. There was nowhere contained within the idea of separation, within your conceptual, objective human mind, were a complete instant solution to the problem of the apparent formulation of the dark form. What we would call the potential energy was available to you. We call this sin. Jesus calls it the idea that you were momentarily off the mark, that just for a moment where you located yourself was one of fear, because you thought you had lost that moment of the totality of your reality. The idea that you can see differently through a single mind of light and love that we share is the very fundamental teachings of historic Christianity. The saying of my Savior Jesus, who says it so simply, that if your eye be single, your body will be light, is exactly the offering that this meditative procedure gives you. The illuminate mind of Paul, Saul of Tarsus, who underwent the illumination and a message from our Savior Jesus that he teach this, attempts to describe in Corinthians the idea that you are looking through a mirror darkly. Notice that he doesn't say that you're looking through a dark mirror. You might want to begin to look at the biblical references that the Course in Miracles employs in the certainty of the representation of the conversion of your own mind. The Apostle Paul says very simply that you're looking darkly. He doesn't say that the mirror is dark. He says the method by which you employ your conceptual associations in order to define the limitations imposed on you by past experiences contained within your own historic reference, he calls it natural man, will forever deny you spiritual man, which is the one-eyed realization of the enlightenment of your body, for goodness sake. Did I get into a little theology there? Those of you who have discovered in the advent of A Course in Miracles that the entire teaching of this message from out of time by this identity of Jesus Christ are precisely and exactly the necessities that have always been taught to you in your determination to be born again. And I want to stay out of theology because I'm obviously not concerned about whether you recognize that your Savior by name is Jesus Christ. But it is necessary that you recognize somewhere within the advent of a complete alternative that as you have identified yourself within your dark concepts, you can never come to know who you are. Yet it's impossible that not contained within you in the remembrance of this occurrence is not the certainty that time lasted but a moment in your mind with no effect on eternity. Let's take just a moment, shall we, in this meditation now in which we say, what? This is the time that I can remember who I am. Let's lay down just for a moment the burden that allowed us to be separate in my necessity to instruct you about my certainty of who you are. I'm representing to you within your conceptual form my certainty, first that we share a single mind of love and perfection, and second that I cannot be separate from you. the idea that the teaching of the whole mind of Jesus Christ could show me the certainty that we share that single mind is what this teaching of miracles is bringing about in you. This is a reminder in this training procedure that it wasn't necessary for you each moment to remember with perfect lucidity who you were, but it was necessary for you to begin to admit to the possibility of an alternative, of the maturation of the species, which would be inevitable in the idea of a process of coming from time to eternity. And that's what this offering is. It's a certainty that the human conceptual mind is a transition moment, okay, from the little enclosure of dark form that has identified you in this dream of death, to the certainty that there cannot not be contained within that dream, right there, that you are expressing about yourself and the figures that surround you, a complete solution to the problem as you are expressing it. What you had to look at with me is the necessity for a procedure to show you an expanding range of awareness that was not contained in the manifestation of the correspondence of your historic reference. This is the fundamental teaching of this course. Shall we try it together? Time is not sequential. The moment of the experience that you just had within this time frame, what did it say in the lesson? That it's framed in gold, that it shines in the instant of your realization of who you are. Now, it may appear to you at the end of this video that you've lost it. Not true. Nothing ever leaves your mind. Ideas cannot leave their source. Any ideas that you have about yourself will be included in with who you think you are, no matter how determined you may be to subtract them from your mind. If you'd like to take the idea of sickness, and we'll be dealing with this on the next video. Cancer, for example, is an idea that you have in your mind, a bet not one that you want, but it is there. And your attempts to delude yourself that you're not going to suffer from it will not be successful, since it's in your mind and you identify it as a terminal disease, perhaps, it's inevitable that will occur until you change your mind about your function and purpose for being here. If your function and purpose was for being here was to annihilate yourself, and I assure you that's what your temporal identity is. In other words, a need to come here, be here, occupy a space-time, and then die is the procedure under which you are processing the data contained within your own mind, and it's not true. The miracle that you're experiencing now allows you to take the idea of cancer, or of joy, or of peace, or of happiness, or of any ideas you have about yourself, and let them be to a new purpose for why you would be in this sojourn of time. This entire teaching, if you'll accept it from me, is only, literally, to show you a manner in which you can escape from space-time, a manner in which you can escape from the necessity to continue in the chaos of self-identity that somehow the world has expressed what you are. The world is expressing what you are because you brought this world with you when you came. And everything that is represented in what appears to be this objective contingency is contained within your own mind. Now, I can help you change your mind, but I can't change it for you. I can give you the light in the expression of my certainty that I am an occupation within our objective association, that if you will allow me through this message of your wholeness, can show you that indeed you are perfect as God created you, and that it is a memory, and that the lesson that we are not now concluding has offered you a meditation in a remembrance that you are perfect and whole. What a joyful half hour this has been for us, huh? You keep up the practice. Never mind the world out there. You find that security within your own heart and mind, and that's what we'll begin to share, our love for each other. I love you more than anything in the universe. I'll do anything to bring about a memory that we share together, that this time lasted but a moment in our minds, and that we are in fact back in heaven together. I'll be seeing you in just a moment. Remember, God goes with us wherever we go. God bless us, everyone.